Hello. Flamenco comes from the southern part of Spain called Andalusia. And flamenco dance, as we know it today, is about 200 years old, although it developed about 500 years ago in Spain, kind of a melding of all the cultures that lived there at the time. There were many Moorish people, Jewish people, the gypsies who had come down from India. At that time, they were all living in peace until the Spanish Inquisition, and with Queen Isabel and King Fernando, and they decided they wanted to make Spain a Catholic country and that anybody that wasn't Catholic had to leave. And particularly a lot of these people, not only, although they were living in peace and they had a lot of wonderful culture, but a lot of them were very poor as well, especially the gypsies. They were blacksmiths, many of them, and they really felt as if they were a persecuted people, especially the gypsies at that time. A lot of, many people say similar, this persecution feeling as of the American black experience here in the United States with the blues music, how the blues came out as kind of a cry of suffering and pain, but to be able to overcome it, basically flamenco as well as a cry of suffering and pain, but beyond that is the ability to of the human being to be able to overcome that and ultimately have hope and have happiness and goodness in their hearts. So in flamenco music, it's a very emotional dance, and we're not necessarily telling a story. Many people ask me if the dance tells a story. It doesn't tell a story per se, it's very abstract, but it does tell the idea of emotions that people go through of everything that happens to them in their life. And I'll talk more about that before the second dance that I do. But the first dance I'm going to do is called Sevillanas, and it's not authentic, traditional, pure flamenco. It's a folk dance from the south of Spain. So it's one of the major influences of flamenco dance. It uses the castanets. The castanets came from the port city of Cadiz, where the fishermen and the dancers, women, would pick up the shells, and they would make the sound of the shells, and then ultimately they made this piece of two pieces of wood with a hole in it, kind of resembles the shell, to accompany their dance. In all of Spanish dancing and flamenco, there's accompaniment percussive with the palmas or with the feet or with the castanet, so you'll be seeing that. First dance, Sevillanas, folk dance from Seville.
Busco el quererte y en la luz de tus ojos veo mi suerte y en la luz de tus ojos veo mi suerte. Y es cosa grande que en la luz de tus ojos, es cosa grande que en la luz de tus ojos mi alma quiera encontrarme.
They cannot hear the music. Hey.
están bailando, están bailando. Están bailando un clave y una rosa, están bailando un clave y una rosa, están bailando. Están bailando la rosa encarnada, el clave blanco, la rosa encarnada, el clave blanco. Porque la rosa contra más encarnada, porque la rosa contra más encarnada, mi alma que más hermosa. ¡Ale! Mío. Digo a los míos cuando veo tus ojos, digo a los míos cuando veo tus ojos, digo a los míos, digo a los míos que mira por dónde vienen los enemigos, que mira por dónde vienen los enemigos. No encuentro un alma que ya están haciendo fuego, no encuentro un están haciendo fuego, mi alma la mal pasada. ¡Ale! Niña, tus ojos, niña, tus ojos. Niña, tus ojos, fuego y nieve despide. Niña, tus ojos, fuego y nieve despide. Niña, tus ojos, fuego para el que quiere, nieva al otro, fuego para el que quiere, nieva al otro. Y yo te ruego que aunque me haga ceniza, y yo te ruego que aunque me haga ceniza, mi alma me dé el fuego.
¡Ale, ale! Bueno, voy a tocar un poquito por bulería. ¿No? Ok, I'm going to be playing. It's the, like the mode, the thing that the style that the guitarists like to play more. It's because it's more fun to play because you can do so a lot of contratemp and you can play a lot of improvisation in the middle. And it's called bulería. That mean. Like a burla, like a fun, make a fun, real, is bulerías. So here is the bulerías.
Let me see the hill. Thank you.
Thank you. That's for Gloria, a lot of fun.
The bulerías. And most of the rhythms in flamenco music are, as you can see, pretty complicated. And let me just tell you a little bit. It's a 12-count rhythm that we were doing. It goes like this. We count backwards. We start on 12. It starts on 12, and we count like this. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10. So the bulerías goes like that, but it goes so fast. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pa pa ra tang, pa ra pam pam. We divide it into two parts of six. And if you see us playing the palmas, you'll see I'm doing one without doing anything. Pa 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 pa. Five times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Really fast. So in the dance, I'm going to do alegrías. The Cales, it's also the 12-count rhythm, a little tiny bit slower, and then I'm going to end the dance with the bulerías. And the count for the alegrías go like this. Pa ta 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 ba bum ba bum. 12, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's also from the town of Cales, where I told you the shells were from, but no castanets in this dance. Alegrías de Cales, happiness from Spain.
San Fernando hasta acá y con mi barquilla voy yo, donde me espera mi amante, donde me espera mi amor, donde me espera mi amor, donde me espera mi amor. De San Fernando hasta acá y con mi barquilla voy yo. Oh.
Many thanks to Siempre Flamenco from Miami, Paco Fontan, Celia Clara. They're wonderful. They're great.